challenges facing Mauritius are very much the challenges which face developing countries and SIDS in particular. We have to diversify our economy. We have to diversify our markets. We must reduce concentration on specific markets for various sectors of the economy, because then the impact on our domestic economy as a result of what happens in those markets is very significant given the size of our economy. We have a lot of skilled people in Mauritius. We've had free education at all levels for a long time, and we need to ensure that there are more value jobs for the skilled people that we have.
How is your government trying to bring about those changes?
Since independence, we've started on a diversification program of our economy. At the time of independence, we were heavily dependent on sugar, and there was practically nothing but sugar. We have since diversified into manufacturing in the export processing zone. We have developed the tourism sector. We have developed financial services, which now constitute almost 10 to 12% of the economy. More recently, we've gone into ICT-related services. And now we are trying to promote the ocean economy as one of the main pillars of development.
It sounds as though you're doing pretty well. Do you need the help of the international community?
I think we all need each other. We live in an interdependent world, and there is no small or big country when it comes to globalization. And we are impacted by whatever takes place elsewhere. And it is essential that the international community views the international economy as being one and is aware of the fact that each component of the international economy matters.
And do you think the international community is doing enough to help SIDS deal with their unique challenges?
The SIDS Summit in Samoa is an international conference. It is important that the whole international community is aware of the fact that you've got a number of nations which constitute about 20% of UN membership and who are facing serious challenges, not only as a result of climate change and sea level rise, but also because of the size of their economies, because of their remoteness, and that the SIDS alone will not be able to face these challenges, and that it is in the interest of the international community as a whole to come together and address these issues.
And what does Mauritius hope to get out of this conference?
The theme of this conference is partnerships. I think whilst it is important to talk about traditional partnerships, historical partnerships which have existed between SIDS and other countries, it is also important that at this conference we look at other partnerships. We look at partnerships between governments in small island developing states and the private sector, but it is also important that we look at partnerships amongst SIDS themselves. SIDS have got a lot in common, and by pooling their resources, they can achieve collectively what they cannot achieve individually. And I very much welcome the fact that this conference is going to focus on partnerships. And I hope that we are going to look at partnerships in its broad context.